From K101, your undisputed Tri-State sports leader, this is Round Ball Roundup.
Left hand up, under, gets the foul, and the bucket drops.
Tonight's high school basketball is brought to you by Bank 7, where their best investment is you. H&R Block. Block has your back. Call 580-256-6623 to visit with your local Woodward H&R Block today. And Moore's Roofing, neighbors you can trust with all your roofing needs.
A little baby hook won't drop, but a rebound and a putback.
And now, with the call of tonight's games, here's Trent Caldwell.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Fargo, Oklahoma, here in Ellis County on the campus of Fargo Gage High School. As we get ready for a matchup, a Class A battle between the Fargo Gage Fort Supply Bearcats and the visiting Cheyenne Raiden Bears. Good evening, everybody. I'm Trent Caldwell, and we welcome you here to Fargo. Between two teams that see each other quite a bit in the regular season, but know each other a little bit. But this is a matchup of two teams hovering right around 500, looking to turn it on in the backstretch, get things moving here as we get to the postseason. We'll talk a little bit about that, where they stand in the district, where they stand in the standings, and just what you can expect tonight from two real good squads here. So don't go anywhere. Join us. We're going to have this one for you. Start with the ladies first. It's coming up right after this. It's Fargo Gage Fort Supply and Cheyenne Raiden here on K101 with Round Ball Roundup.
At Bank 7, they believe that if you help build a stronger community, you build a stronger bank. They're committed to acting with the highest levels of integrity in everything they do and in every relationship with their customers. Whether you want a one-on-one relationship with your banker or 24/7 online and mobile banking access, Bank 7 has you covered. Learn more at bank7.com. At Bank 7, their best investment is you. Member FDIC.
First Responders Children's Foundation takes care of the children and families the brave ones leave at home. Help us help them. These are the beautiful voices of police officers, firefighters, nurses, and teenagers who remind us that we can come together and create harmony and unity. Brave to 24365 to learn how you can help your first responder community today.
Welcome back, everybody, here to Ellis County Round Ball Roundup. Cheyenne Fargo Gage Fort Supply getting ready to tip it off, and it's senior night here in Fargo. They honored the seniors just a little bit ago, and for the ladies' side of things for Fargo Gage Fort Supply, that's Tatum Brown, Lindy Williams, and Hallie Cook out there being honored. On the guys' side, we got Rowdy Reinhardt, Kason Dunham, Donald Weber, Martin Talloy, and Federico Polacco, two exchange students from France and Italy, respectively. And there's a little bit of an international flavor with the guys' team for Fargo Gage Fort Supply. We'll get to that when we get to the guys. But we're starting with the ladies. Fargo Gage Fort Supply, the home squad, 11-9. Just got their district assignments. They're in there with Visai and Shattuck. So a tough district draw for both of these squads, actually. They're going to have a couple real good teams, or three squads in one district. Going to be tough to get out of there for everybody. Three appearances at state. No state titles for the Bearcats. All of Fargo and a long time ago. 1953, 1926, 1925, and one appearance for Fort Supply, 1974. Fargo Gage merged in 2016. They are a one high school. They consolidated. Fort Supply, still its own high school, for the sake of sports, will come over here and join the Fargo Gage, and that's when they became the Bearcats. They're led by head coach David Toon in his 13th season. He has also coached the boys at Fort Supply when Fort Supply was is on there. He's the longtime Fort Supply coach and now the Fargo Gage Fort Supply coach. He's assisted by Lindell Osmond. Over on the flip side, the visiting Lady Bears, 9-10 coming in. They have a tough district as well. They are at ranked Arapahoe Butler versus Thomas. And if you're keeping track at home, that's two of last year's state quarterfinalists in one district, although very different teams from a year ago as they lost some pieces. And maybe a very important piece for this Cheyenne Raiden Lady Bears. Head coach Brad Thrash has retired, legendary coach. He was the 13th active leading coach in girls' wins, 72nd all-time with 493 when he retired. And he is going to be replaced by Leisha Carlson in her first season coming up. She's a former assistant, an alum here. She was All-State in 2000, also played at NOC Enid in Western Oklahoma State. Pretty good player in her own right. She's assisted by Shad Bogues and Tanya Goad on the sideline there for Coach Carlson. Coming in again, we mentioned state quarterfinals a year ago. Couple names not here, though. Haley Whiteneck and Jaden Greer not on this squad. They're going to be led by three returning starters, or three players that played a lot at any rate, and Chloe McIntyre, Abby Barton, and Sydney Batchelor. Also, Macy Coker playing a lot. Emma Broadwater, so they got some playing time last year in the state quarters when we were there. So you're going to see a team that does have experience, knows how to win, but right now, Justin to a new coach, figuring out a new system of sorts, and they're coming in a little bit 500. 9-10. So we got a couple squads coming in, trying to get hot at the right time. Cheyenne's lost three of their last four. They were third in the Arapahoe tourney, though, fifth in the Bi-County tourney. And for Fargo Gage, they've won three of four, but before that, they'd lost four in a row. So a little bit streaky for both of these teams, looking to be streaking in the right direction heading into those districts. So we're going to get back, talk a little bit about the players you need to know, and talk a little bit about the keys to the game right after this. Don't go anywhere. It's Fargo Gage Fort Supply and Cheyenne Raiden coming up next on Round Ball Roundup on K101.
You have probably noticed that a lot of your neighbors use Moore's Roofing for their roofing services. You know why? It's because Moore's Roofing is locally owned and operated, and they are right there when you need them. They're neighbors that you can trust. There's no gimmicks because it's a roofing company with over 47 years of experience, reasonable prices, and quality workmanship guaranteed. Call the pros at Moore's Roofing today at 580-994-5417 for real professional answers. They're neighbors that you can trust and proud supporters of youth athletics and all area schools.
It was a normal day.
He was in some minor accident, a fender bender.
And I had this impulse to call him, but I didn't, because I thought I could call him later that week.
He abandoned the car, he came home, and he shot himself without ever talking to anyone.
When I came home that night and I found her, they told me that she had shot herself, and I couldn't believe it. I asked if he was okay.
Shooting is unfortunately effective. There are not a lot of second chances.
Once you pull that trigger, that's it. There is no coming back.
63 Americans a day die by gun suicide. By storing our guns safely, locked, unloaded, and away from ammo, we can give our loved ones a second chance at life. Learn more at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are a few of the things many of us take for granted. Yet for many United States military veterans, finding and affording oral health care is a challenge many of us don't think about. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to see one veteran with special needs one time per year. Visit willyouseeonevet.org to learn more. That's willyouseeonevet.org.
Welcome back here to Ellis County, Fargo Gage High School here in here as we get ready for Fargo Gage. Taking on Cheyenne Raiden Bears, starting on the ladies' side. And some of the players you want to get to know here a little bit. We mentioned a little bit at the top, some of those returning starters from that state quarterfinal, which is going to be important
here. But one of those players, senior Abby Barton, she had 11 points in that state quarter against Sealing. It is a suffocating time trying to play against the Sealing Wildcats, and she did a great job, and she was one of the top scorers in that game as they tried to generate offense, and they're going to need it tonight. If that's one thing they've struggled with a little bit, it's finding out who's going to score the points, and she's going to be one to look at, especially down low. Size going to be it's going to be a good matchup between her if she does indeed match up down low with on the other side with Tatum Brown. So there could be a battle in the paint, as size big always in girls basketball, and tonight's going to be no different. That battle in the paint may decide this game, and who can stay out of foul trouble down there may decide this game as well. Junior Chloe McIntyre, another returning starter defender, perimeter defender, that's going to be important as well as they look to turn the other teams over in this one. Taking care of the basketball, really, again, one of those things that when you come down the stretch, you really want to sharpen up. That's something, you know, don't want to beat yourself in these games as you head towards tournament time. Mistakes are big. So we already know the district seedings. We already know who they're going to play. But there are things you're going to have to work on heading to that hard, hard district where you basically have three good teams for both of these teams in that district. Anybody could really come out of there. And neither one of these teams will have the bye. They're going to have to play that first opener and win to move on. So it's going to be a pretty tough draw, a pretty tough gig having to win one before you move on to an even tougher one to try to get into regionals with not a loss hung on you. So possible both these squads could come out of there, but also possible they could leave after one game. So very tough. There are some common opponents here as well. We'll get into that a little bit that they've played this year. Quite a few, actually. For the Fargo Gage Fort Supply Lady Cats, senior Tatum Brown. She's 6'2", big threat in the paint. All tournament in the Buffalo tournament, just coming out of there. Both the boys and the girls were runner-up in that tournament that just ended, on Saturday. And Fargo coming out and losing the final to a very, very good, highly underrated Turpin squad and Coach Travis Smoltz. But this squad's pretty good. They're coming in 11-9, and Tatum Brown can score. She can get you a lot of points in the paint. And her partner in crime is junior Jessica Barton, another All-Buffalo Tournament player and a good shooter with some speed. That's the inside-outside game for Fargo Gage. Those two girls are going to have to stay on the floor if Fargo Gage Fort Supply is going to come away with the win. The rest of the team doesn't shoot it particularly well. So both of these squads trying to figure out where the offense is going to come from. And whoever shoots it the best tonight, that may be the team that comes away with the advantage. For Cheyenne, your keys to the game, you got to limit Barton's perimeter touches. It's not a good shooting team outside of her. So if you want to let her have it, you're going to have to defend her on the perimeter, not give up the three, make them earn every point, especially down in the paint, where you may have an advantage down there banging around with Abby Barton. Both squads, actually. There's a little bit of a coaching mismatch in that it's Alicia Carlson's first year. There's no more Brad Thrash. We mentioned all his wins. We even mentioned the guys' wins. Those are just the girls' wins. He has 5 state titles. One of those was Cheyenne's guys. And so you're replacing a first-year coach against a coach who has 13 years of experience, and then that's Coach David Tube. So he's seen quite a bit of basketball, and this will be Coach Carlson's first season with the head job. Another one, as we mentioned, the battle in the paint. Who wins that battle between those two senior bigs is going to go a long way to deciding this one. And consistency for Fargo Gage Fort Supply. They've won 3, they've lost 3, they've won last 3 of 4. They've lost 3 before that, they won 2 before that. Streaky squad. Well, you don't want to be streaky right now. You want to start to figure it out and get the wheels rolling. So here we go with the national anthem. Fargo Gage Fort Supply and Cheyenne coming up after this anthem.
Thank you.
And there we go, your national anthem from Fargo, Gage. Students singing that. And great job. That's a very hard song to sing. Sung it solo, by the way. I didn't catch your name. We'll have to get that a little later. Once we figure out, then we'll ask who exactly that was. But that was a great job. Here we go with your starting lineups. Going to be the visit. We'll start with the visiting team, the Cheyenne Raiden Lady Bears. They're going to be in the black with the white numbers. They're going to be we're going to start out with the junior Chloe McIntyre, the junior Macy Coker. Both of those, Macy did not start last year, but played a lot of minutes for this squad. That's number two, this junior Macy Coker. Number three, the junior Chloe McIntyre. Oops, and we are clapping for something here. Looks like the band. Here we go. Anyway, the senior, Abby Barton, number 22. We mentioned her. She's going to start. Sydney Batchelor, the junior, number 30. And Abby Ford, junior, number 25, going to start tonight for the Cheyenne Rady Lady Bears. Also, Emma Broadwater, junior, plays quite a bit, number 20. She sometimes starts as well. But that's going to be your starting lineup for Cheyenne. And for Fargo Gage, Fort Supply, they're going to come out. They're going to be in the white with the blue numbers, and that's going to start out with a freshman, Riley Latta, number 5, going to start. Also the junior, Jessica Barton, number 13. They're going to start their seniors, all three of their seniors. Hallie Cook, the senior, number 15. Lindy Williams, the senior, number 20. And Tatum Brown, the senior, number 44. So all seniors going to start for senior night for Coach Toon's squad. So very cool for them as they get ready to run out on the floor. Well, I mentioned I thought their numbers were going to be blue. They're not. They're black. So they're using a little bit of a different color. It's like an orange trim and a black number, and they got blue striping down the side. So they're basically mixing on these jerseys, the Fargo Gage and Fort Supplies colors. All of them are on here. So when they merged the schools, they just merged all the colors. So there you go. It looks very, very cool that they represented both the school, well, all three of the schools, really, that have all come together here, Fargo Gage, Fort Supply. So here they go. They're going to tip it up mid-court once both squads kind of meet with their teams and get things squared away. We mentioned they had a lot of common opponents. For example, Arnett, really good Arnett team. Week one, Fargo Gage Fort Supply took Arnett to the wire, 46-44. They barely lost, whereas Cheyenne Raiden played them tough as well, November 19th, 52-46. That's a ranked squad. Shattuck, Fargo Gage Fort Supply, lost 54-47. Cheyenne Raiden lost 48-42. So as you can see, they played a lot of the same teams, and they played a lot of the same teams in similar fashion. They've been close to the same teams. Some of the same teams have blown them out. But there's two very evenly matched squads coming in to tonight, if looking through their scores are any indication. We'll see you here in a little bit. There we go. Going to be tipping up. Abby Barton for Cheyenne. Tatum Brown for Fargo Gage, Ford Supply. Lady Bearcats and Lady Bears here from Fargo Gage. Coming up now, the tip straight up goes right over to Cheyenne, still tipped around. They go on the ground to get it, and finally Barton corrals the loose ball. And Lady Bears are going to start with the basketball and the first possession here in the first quarter. Just getting started, running the point now is going to be Sydney Batchelor. She's going to get things going. Popping out now to the wing, that's Chloe McIntyre. She drives in, free throw line, stops, pops, and hits it. So a quick offense there. Cheyenne coming out shooting hot. And a press on quickly. 2-2-1 press by the Lady Bears. Trying to blow things up for Fargo Gage Fort Supply. Jessica Barton trying to get it over. And we're going to get a hand check foul here. A quick foul on the press. On, looks like that's going to be charged to Coker. That's her first, team's first. Now a stack right in front of the sideline for the Bearcats. Lady Bearcats getting it over. Barton with the basketball. She's on the wing. They're trying to double-team her. She goes baseline, bounce pass underneath. Shot and missed underneath the hoop by Cook. That's going to go out of bounds, but stay here with Fargo Gage Fort Supply. Tipped away on the rebound. Going to be inbounded now under the basket by Barton. Still 2-0 here, 7-18. First quarter early. Now out to the corner. Lindy Williams gets it to the elbow. Back outside to Riley Latta, the freshman. She's going to dribble around the perimeter, and they're going to give it back to Barton and reset it. Now to the wing to Williams. Down to the corner, Latta. A couple dribbles. They're trying to get it in. Doing a nice job. Barton doing a nice job down there, sticking around Brown. They're trying to loft into Brown. They can't get it in. They got to get it back over to Barton. Barton drives down to the elbow, back outside of the wing, top of the key. And that's Williams over in the corner for a wing three, and that's going to drop down. And a quick three by Barton, and that's, we mentioned, she's the one deadly shooter. You got to know where she's at. That time they lost her 3-2. Fargo Gage Fort Supply pulling back in front. 6:36 to go in this first quarter. down the wing to Coker. She flips it back to Abby Ford. Abby Ford setting a screen for McIntyre. Comes around to kick outside. That's Barton. She's going to bounce one off the rim. It's a rebound by Brown, who comes skying in to grab it. Nice rebound there by Tatum Brown. Full court pressure again. Oh, and stripped away. Chloe McIntyre with the steal. Taking it to the rack and drops it in. Chloe McIntyre gives the Bears the lead back. 4-3 here early. 6-10. Great defense by number three. And now inbounded inside. Pressure on once again. They flip it into Brown. They try to take it from her, and they're going to call another foul here. Got a little too aggressive. That one is going to be charged to Barton. So a lot of pressure early, but getting there a little too early on this pressure of the Lady Bears. That's two fouls already. First one on Barton. And with 6:02 to go in the first quarter, going to be inbounded over on the sideline by the Lady Cats. Searching for room. Picking up their dribble is Williams. They swing it all the way around. They get it across to Barton. And Barton, lucky number 13, they drop it over top of the key. They drop it into the post now. Brown, she turns. She's double-teamed, flips it back outside. Extra pass, top of the key, nowhere in. They throw it right back to Brown. She turns, and she's fouled. Will they give her the, they're going to say, on the floor. She was hadn't quite brought it up to be in the act of shooting. And that looks like they're going to tag Batchelor with that one, I do believe, on the arm. Three fouls already for the Lady Bears, and that is the first foul on Sydney Batchelor. It's going to be inbounded now under the hoop, and Barton has to run down and grab it really quickly. 4-3, Cheyenne in front, 5:39 to go in the first quarter. Give and go right back outside to Barton. That one she misses in the corner. It's tipped out of bounds and goes back to the Lady Bears. Good look, good offensive play as Tatum Brown set a screen off the inbound for the inbounder, which was Jessica Barton, who popped out for a three. Shot won't drop, though. Score remains 4-3, Cheyenne. Barton now, high post, looking for room. Drives down to the mid post and flips it over in the corner to Coker. Right back to Barton, long two. And that one drops for her. Abby's got two, and she's on the board. It's a 6-3 lead for the Lady Bears. Now give right back in the sideline, and nice job by Barton. She crosses it, but I think she stepped out of – oh, they're going to call foul. Thought she stepped out. They're going to say Barton used that offhand. That's a big second foul on Abby Barton with 5:09 to go in the first quarter. That could change the complexion of this one pretty quickly. She's going to have to sit down. That's going to bring in Emma Broadwater. And now from the sideline, the Lady Cats going to get possession here, trailing 6-3, 5:07 to go in the first quarter. Post, Brown outside. Thought about a three. No, they swing it all the way back around. They are going to shoot a corner three, and that's going to rim out. That was Lindy Williams with the miss. And a fight for the rebound. Ball's on the ground. Picked up. Nice job there by Latta. Riley Latta gets the loose ball. They flip it to Brown back outside for a three for Barton. And she hit that one. Nothing but net. Barely touched the net. And Barton's got six, all of them on threes. She's got all six. And we're tied at six. 4:41 to go at the first quarter. They could get back out now for a three. This time on the Bears, it comes up short from Broadwater. Bounces long and goes out of bounds. And the out of bounds are the sidelines here. There is not much room before you run into what's essentially a wall as the stands are sitting up above it. In a great gym here. We're going to get another substitution. And that's one poked out of bounds. Going to stay with Fargo Gage Fort Supply on the sideline. But it looks like a couple new players. Oh, nope. For Fargo Gage Fort Supply, they're going to bring a Hallie Cook's going to come out of this game. And now they're going to bring it up quickly to Sierra Cavillo, who's just coming in into the post to Brown. She turns, shoots, she gets fouled. The bucket won't drop. And that's another foul on the Lady Bears, who are racking them up. That one's going to go against Abby Ford, and that will be the fifth team foul already on Cheyenne with 4:19 to go in the first quarter. It puts Tatum Brown at the free throw line. She's out there with Latta, with Cavillo. First free throw falls for Brown. She's on the board with one. And also Lindy Williams is staying out there, as well as Abby Barton. Second free throw doesn't go. And a rebound underneath by Calvillo just coming in the game. She gives it back to the wing, and they flip it right back into the post to Barton. Back outside, Calvillo tries to regather to Barton. Back inside to Brown. She turns, triple teamed, tries to flip it out, and she's going to get called for a walk. And it almost looked like they were going to tag Chloe McIntyre with another foul, but they got the travel instead. Walk before the foul. 7-6, the score. Lady Cats in front of Lady Bears. Drive and kick outside now for Cheyenne with the basketball, trying to regain the lead. Running around the perimeter is Broadwater, looking for a teammate. She flips it to Coker, almost loses the ball. It's on the ground. They got to go get it and grab by McIntyre. She goes baseline, dribbling around, goes all the way out the other side and stops at the wing. And we're going to get this time a foul. Looks like going to be called on the Lady Cats, and that will be a hand check foul on Riley Latta on the perimeter. First team foul for Fargo Gage. Now it's going to be inbounded under the hoop for Cheyenne. It's going to be inbounded by Chloe McIntyre. They scatter. She flips it inside, and that's going to be a turn shoot by Ford, and she's going to get fouled. She's going to go to the free throw line here. That looks to be on 44, Tatum Brown, picking up her first foul. 3:40 to go, and they are calling a lot here early. That is the seventh foul in this basketball game already, and it's going to put Abby Ford at the line. Chance to shoot a couple, give her team back the lead, as there's been multiple lead changes early, and she hits the first one. She's on the board with one. She is out there with Batchelor, with McIntyre, with Coker, and with Emma Broadwater right now for the Lady Bears. The second free throw coming for Abby Ford. She dropped it down, hit them both. Cheyenne back in front, 8-7, 3:39 to go in the quarter. And Jessica Barton with the basketball, trying to break that press once again, and they quickly get it right to the timeline. Now it's brought over by Lindy Williams. And Lindy picks up her dribble, bounce passes it out to Barton, and Barton sets up all four along the baseline. Drops it into the post to Brown. Double team back outside, 3-4 Williams from the corner. Head catches the back rim and bounces out, and a rebound underneath by Cheyenne. And they quickly get it up to Chloe McIntyre. Emma Broadwater grabbing that board. McIntyre drives, dish outside, Broadwater long two, and it's going to come up short, tipped around, and Cheyenne comes away with it. Right back to Broadwater, mid post, back outside, shot fake by Ford. She drives in, tries to back everybody in, flips right into Brown, and has to go outside to Broadwater. Almost loses the basketball. Regathers it right before it goes over the sideline. And Emma drives, gives it off to Batchelor. Little weave on the far side. Drive outside to Ford. She's going to try a wing three, hand in her face. Long rebound by Fargo Gage Ford Supply. Williams comes away with it. Back come the Lady Cats. Barton looking to run. Bounces into the corner. Thought about a three there by Calvillo. She says no. Now they get it to Brown. Quickly outside. Williams back. Barton, shot one, shot fake, drives inside, shoots a long two off the glass and misses the rim. Rebound though by Brown, and tries to take it back up and picks up the foul. She's doing a great job rebounding, and they are paying all their attention right now to Tatum Brown. She's going to go to the free throw line here. That's the sixth team foul and the first on Chloe McIntyre. One more, and Fargo Gage is going to be in the bonus already. Another substitution. Sydney Batchelor is going to come out of this game. Brianna Allen coming in. Also, it looks like McIntyre coming out. Miranda Allen, two Allens coming in for Cheyenne. They're going to say no shooting foul for Tatum Brown. She was not shooting. They're going to say on the ground. So, shot fake. Barton flips it into Brown. She spins with a right hand and drops it in. Great job looking for 44. He's got three already, and now the Lady Cats back in front, 9-8, 2:12 to go in the first quarter. Mid-post drive, Broadwater. Back to Ford. Bounces past it all, bounces it back, and that's, oh, they're going to say tipped by Fargo Gage Ford Supply. No over and back as it went back over that timeline. Regathered by Brianna Allen. Back to Broadwater on the wing. She thought about a three, said no. They swing it all the way back around to the far wing. Brianna Allen looking for room. She drives in right hand. Tough shot, and she got it to go, and the foul. Looked like she just kind of heaved it up there. Big bucket there by Brianna Allen. Puts her team back in front. That'll be the third team foul on Fargo Gage Ford Supply, and the first one on Jessica Barton. Just a tough shot. Chance for the and one opportunity. Put her team up two here for Brianna Allen coming off the bench. Or Cheyenne, she missed it, went back right back to her, and Fargo Gage Ford Supply trying to grab the rebound, almost lost it, still on the ground, and now we're going to call a hand check foul on the push, and I think that's going to be on the Lady Cats, trying the loose ball foul, and it is indeed. If it is, it's going to go back over to Cheyenne. That'll be the fourth team foul on Fargo Gage Ford Supply. That's two already on Barton, and that's a big second foul, so now Barton's going to play with two. Jessica Barton and Abby Barton. Everyone named Barton has two fouls right now in this basketball game. 10-9. Cheyenne in front. Brianna Allen with the basketball. Lady Bears in front by a point. Over to Broadwater on the wing. She's going to step back three. Her foot was on the line. That's going to come up short and bounce around and be knocked out of bounds. on the Lady by the Lady Bears. Going to go back over to Fargo Gage. Another substitution. Harley Williams going to see her first action. She's going to come in for Jessica Barton after picking up those two fouls. Williams is a freshman. She does start for this team from time to time, so she has starter experience at that spot, running the point. Bring it over quickly, Fargo Gage. Cavillo drives inside, tries to dish it inside. It bounces right back to her, and then she tries to scoop it under the hoop and picks up a foul. They're going to say on the floor, so it's going to be a one and one. Should be. That's a seventh team foul. That will be charged to Broadwater, her first. The foul's already. The only good news for the Lady Bears is they've spread them out for the most part. The one and one upcoming now for Sierra Calvillo. She's going to bounce it twice, look at it, eye it up, and she missed it. And a rebound by Cheyenne. They maintain a 10-9 lead with 1:14 to go here in this quarter. And Coker brings it up, flips it inside to Ford, tries to shoot a little floater, gets it right back off the block, and tries to shoot it again. That won't go. Good look for Abby Ford. Shot wouldn't drop for her. And now the press on by the Lady Bears. Picking it up, they finally get it over to the freshman Williams, who flips it over to Brown, who bounce passes it out. 55 seconds to shoot here for the Lady Cats, trailing by one here in the first quarter. Look at that, at Brown. Crowd says give it to her. Got Ford on her back. She is quadruple teamed. Back outside. Free throw line shot. That's going to bounce out for Lindy Williams and a rebound by the Lady Bears. Open look that time. Couldn't knock it down. Now quickly ahead comes Cheyenne. Stop at mid post. Back outside. Ford from deep. He air balls it and a rebound. Tatum Brown. 30 seconds left in the quarter. Harley Williams almost loses the basketball. She's trapped and somebody's got to come help her. And I think we're going to get a timeout here by Coach Toon and to save the possession. So with 24 seconds here to go in the quarter, it's Cheyenne at 10, Fargo Gage Fort Supply 9. It's Round Ball Roundup here on K101.
Would you look at the time? It's tax time. You already know H&R Block does taxes, but here's what you may not know when you file with H&R Block. Like how you can get expert help in person or virtually. Plus, our tax pros average 10 years of experience. You can even request to work with the same tax pro every year. And your biggest possible refund is always guaranteed. No one offers more ways to help with your taxes than H&R Block. At H&R Block, help is here.
Call your local Woodward H&R Block to set up an appointment today at 580-256-6623.
Back, Bearcat Gymnasium here in Fargo. They actually play in two gymnasiums. Fort Supply is a very nice gym of their own, but I really like this one. It feels like I'm stepping back in time a little bit here. Great little gymnasium here in Fargo and a good place. I have a very brand new event center across the street here that's beautiful that they have built here in tiny Fargo. So it is a great little town here if you haven't had a chance to come out and catch a game. But right now we got a good one, 10-9. 1-point lead for the Cheyenne Raiden Lady Bears. Coming up from down south. 24 seconds, though, to go here in this quarter as the timeout called the press. That was the first time that the Bears' pressure had bothered the Bearcats. They almost had the turnover that time. They've done a pretty good job handling the press so far. And also, Cheyenne's done a great job of making sure Tatum Brown does not touch the basketball defensively. Here comes the inbound. They're going to float it into Tatum Brown. She flips it back to Harley Williams. Ahead, Calvillo, skip pass. They skip it right back to Calvillo, and they break the press, but she walked. She couldn't handle the pass, bobbled it just a bit, and it was the right idea. Just kind of couldn't corral the pass just enough and walked with the basketball. That's a turnover, 17 seconds now for Cheyenne. 1-point lead for the Lady Bears. Bring it up to Broadwater. She stops at the three-point line. Flips it back over to Breonna Allen, back to Broadwater. She drives, gets a screen, looking for space, goes right at Brown, tries to bounce past it inside. It's stolen by Harley Williams. 4 seconds, 3 seconds, quickly ahead, bounced around, tipped around Brown with it, and she's not going to get the shot off. That's going to do it for one quarter. At the end of one, it's a tight one. It's Cheyenne 10, Fargo Gage Fort Supply 9. Coming back for the second quarter right after this Round Ball Roundup on K101.
At Bank 7, they believe that if you help build a stronger community, you build a stronger bank. They're committed to acting with the highest levels of integrity in everything they do and in every relationship with their customers. Whether you want a one-on-one relationship with your banker or 24/7 online and mobile banking access, Bank 7 has you covered. Learn more at bank7.com. At Bank 7, their best investment is you. Member FDIC.
You have probably noticed that a lot of your neighbors use Moores Roofing for their roofing services. You know why? It's because Moores Roofing is locally owned and operated, and they are right there when you need them. They're neighbors that you can trust. There's no gimmicks because it's a roofing company with over 47 years of experience, reasonable prices, and quality workmanship guaranteed. Call the pros at Moores Roofing today at 580-994-5417 for real professional answers. They're neighbors that you can trust and proud supporters of youth athletics and all area schools.
Welcome back. Here in Fargo, Ellis County, Cheyenne 10, Fargo Gage 4, Supply 9. Getting ready to start the second quarter. And going to start with the Lady Cats with the basketball. They're going to bring back in Jessica Barton. She's going to play with a couple fouls. Also, Lindy Williams going to stay out there. Tatum Brown going to stay out there. As well as Hallie Cook back in the game, the senior. And three seniors, Hallie Cook, Lindy Williams, and Tatum Brown all on the floor on senior night. Also, Sierra Calvillo is going to be out there for the Lady Cats. A little bit of different look here. Tara Chandler coming in out of that quarter, coming in for Cheyenne. They're going to try to drop it into Brown. They tried to front the post, and they're going to get tagged with a foul. And that's going to be a push. No, they're going to say push in the back. So that's going to be offensive. Tatum Brown gets tagged with number two, and that's a big number two. So that's five team fouls now for Fargo Gage Ford Supply. Seven already for Cheyenne, five for the Lady Cats. Bears cocking for three. That's going to come up short for McIntyre. Bounces right back into the hands of Miranda Allen, who flips it back to Chloe McIntyre. Break there. Now they're trying looking in the post for Ford, but poked away by Calvillo. Goes right back to McIntyre. Tara Chandler now one elbow. Ford at the other. To give it a hand right back outside. We're going to get a long two and a foul away from the basketball. 3 seconds going to be called in the lane. And another turnover by the Lady Bears. Pressure on, though. 2-2-1. Chloe McIntyre directing the defense. They get in it quickly. Brown breaks it quickly right to Calvillo. It's a two-on-one break. Nice job getting back on defense, though, by Sydney Batchelor. Into the post, up underneath the hoop, off the glass, and good. And that was Hallie Cook, the senior on the board with two. Stood on the left block. All the attention paid to Brown. They found her open down there. It's 11-10. Bearcats back in front. Drive by Coker. Back outside to Batchelor. She drives. Hands it back off to Chandler. Now over to Chloe McIntyre. It resets. She gets in the paint. Little scoop shot. Little floater. A nice touch off the back iron and drops for McIntyre, who's got six already. 6:41 left in the half. It's 11-13, and we're going to get a foul. Oh, nope, that's going to be offensive or thrown away. Nope, nope, no foul, just out of bounds. Heard the whistle. Thought they tagged someone with a foul, and it is just going to be out of bounds and go back to Cheyenne. So that's the first turnover off the press. Official turnover off the press. There's been some tied up basketballs, some jump balls, and a timeout called. That time, nice defense by Cheyenne. Now Chandler, long two, about a 12-footer. She knocked it down. She was wide open. They dared her to shoot. And just like that, it's 14-11. And now we're going to get another hand check foul. Defensively, that's going to be a 1-1. That's the eighth team foul and the second foul on Coker. So once again, a little too aggressive on the press, playing with eight fouls. That's going to bring Macy Coker out of the game. That's going to bring back in Brianna Allen or Cheyenne. As everybody starting to get in a little bit of foul trouble with 6:19 to go in the half. Only a three-point lead for the Lady Bears, and it puts Jessica Barton, a pretty good free throw shooter, at the line. Another substitution. Keely Cope going to come in for Fargo Gage Fort Supply. Lindy Williams going to take a seat. And it's a 1-1 here for Barton. And Jessica Barton drops it down, nothing but net. She's got seven. Going to have to be real careful as Coach Toon electing to bring in Barton playing with two, but the other Barton still sitting for Coach Carlson with two. And that's going to drop and not go in. So one for one from the line makes it 14-12. Cheyenne in front with the basketball. McIntyre drives. Took it right at the defense on the block and picks up the charge. And that ill-advised because now she's got two. And not a shooting foul this time on the offensive foul. Going to be inbounded now by Calvillo. Looking for a play. Oh, she bounced it off the foot of her teammate. Whose foot was it off of? They're going to say that's going to be off the foot of Chloe McIntyre. Nope.
They're saying Cheyenne's ball. So that went off the foot of Tatum. Nope, there they go. Now they're going to inbound it. For a second there, I thought they were going to. McIntyre's going to come out of this game now. And Emma Broadwater's going to come back in it for Cheyenne. And Emma's not paying attention. Now they finally get in, trying to break the press. Calvillo to Brown. Back to Calvillo. Other side to Barton. It's a two-on-two. She drives into the rack. Oh, no call. She gets. Looked like she got hit, and they try to break the press quickly. Bounces off the head on the other side of Cope. And now she's going to. It's going to bounce right back to Cheyenne. Fortunately for the Lady Bears, they're going to maintain possession here with the two-point lead. Now over to Broadwater. Fakes the crossover. Kicks it back outside. Batchelor thought about a wing three. They drop it off to Chandler, who skips it to the elbow. Back outside for a three from the corner. That's going to bounce around and rim out. That was Brianna Allen, and a rebound now by Cope. She quickly gets it ahead. Barton, Brown, corner, Calvillo, three wing. That's going to bounce in and bounce out. Went down for a second, came back out. They're going to fight for the rebound. Ball's on the ground. And that's going to be a jump ball. Possession arrow is going to go back to the Lady Bears, who lead 14-12, 5:23 to go in this half, in what has been a much slower offensive half. Again, a lot of the offensive threats playing with a couple fouls here in this one. Foul trouble going to be key the rest of the way. Now in the corner, Allen, Brianna Allen, gives it to Ford, Abby Ford, back to the near wing. That's Sydney Batchelor. Over to Chandler. They keep swinging around the perimeter, trying to cut inside. They tried to bounce pass inside. It's poked away by Calvillo. Great defense. Now she's cut off. She's at the wing. No number. She pulls up her dribble inside the perimeter and flips it out to Barton. Fakes the shot. Drives inside. Off the glass. Left hand and puts it in. Barton's got nine already. Jessica Barton ties it up. 14-14. 4:46 to go here in the half. Cheyenne now with the basketball, trying to take the lead back. Drive, Broadwater, tries to take it right back inside to Brown. She's going to pick up a blocking foul for her trouble. And I think they're going to tag Tatum Brown with that one. That's a pretty big second foul for her. That's three. No, that is a third foul for her. So three fouls on Tatum Brown, who now is going to have to sit more than likely for the rest of this half and probably longer. 4:36 to go. And that's bad news for the Lady Bearcats. And at the line for two free throws, it's going to be Broadwater. She hit the first one. She's on the board with one. It's 15-14. And the Lady Bears back in front. And Barton is indeed going to take a seat here with three fouls. Second free throw upcoming. They bring it for Broadwater. She can give it a two-point lead here. She hits them both. She's got two. 16-14, Lady Bears in front, 4:35 to go in the half. And now Barton's going to get a lot of attention with Brown out of the game. She's trapped now in the corner, in that dead man's corner, finally gets it across to Cope, flips it, tries to flip it forward. It is poked away almost and stolen by Broadwater. And that pressure defense that time at the half court for the Lady Bears. Quickly to Batchelor, bounce passes under the hoop. Allen dribbles it around, didn't like it, so she's going to go reset it. Looking inside to Abby Barton, who's back in this basketball game all the break. They get it to her on the block with Brown out. She's going to take it right back up on the other side and won't get it. She's going to fight for her own rebound. Ball's on the ground. It's going to be tied up. We're going to get a jump ball. This time, possession arrow going to the Lady Cats. So the minute Brown came out, Abby Barton coming in. And with no size down low, 22 looking to have a field day down there. The last 4:02 here in this half. But that time, a little break for the Lady Cats. There's going to be a pressure defense. Now they quickly get it across to Jessica Barton. Skip pass. Calvillo. She's going to shoot a three from the wing. It's going to come up short. Tries to follow her own shot. Nice box out by Batchelor. Bounces right back to Calvillo. She almost goes off her foot and out of bounds. She just saves it. And they maintain possession for the Lady Cats. Barton. Shot fake drive. Back outside. Cope. Now to the wing. That's Lindy Williams. Now into the post. Spinning into traffic, and poked away and stolen underneath by Broadwater. Two great defensive sequences for Emma Broadwater the last two times down the floor. They were trying. Hallie Cook was trying to score. Left hand, Broadwater takes it coast to coast and scores. So two steals and a bucket and two free throws. All of a sudden, Emma Broadwater's coming alive here. 3:13 to go in the half, and ball on the ground on the defense, and they're trying to make a play. I think Coach Toon is going to call a timeout, but they're going to call the travel. Nope. They're going to say ball was stripped. Nope, they're going to call it. That is a travel. That's a turnover. It's going to go back to Cheyenne here. 3:09 to go in the first half. 18-14. A lot of whistles in this game. Now inbound and under the hoop is Cheyenne. It's going to be Broadwater. Into the corner. Allen, she's going to just shoot a three, or wing rather. She's going to shoot a three. It's going to bounce long and a rebound on the backside by Hallie Cook. Quickly forward, other side. Riley Latta just coming in the game. Cherry picking to the other end. Off the glass, shot wouldn't fall. Rebound underneath. And that won't, and Hallie Cook can't grab it. She's just going to fall on it. And we're going to get a whistle. And I think that's going to be a timeout to save the possession by Coach Toon. And it indeed is. 2:52 to go in the half, and a wild one here last few possessions. 18-14, Cheyenne leads Fargo Gates Fort Supply. Back after this on Round Ball Roundup on K101.
I constantly had a drink in my hand. One time I passed out while I was taking care of my kids, and Teen Challenge transformed me, restored my relationship with my children, and it's just amazing.
Adult and Teen Challenge of Oklahoma offers quality recovery programs serving both men and women, as well as adolescent boys and girls. If you or a loved one need help with addiction, please call us at 405-600-1920 or reach us online at okteenchallenge.com.
K101.
I'm like, what in the world?
We've got your country covered.
KWOX, Woodward, Oklahoma.
K101.
Back here at Bearcat Gymnasium here at Fargo Gage. 18-14 the score. The visiting Cheyenne Lady Bears in front by 4, 2:52 to go in the half, and a couple timeouts burnt already by Coach David Toon. And that time just trying to maintain possession as pressure defense all of a sudden, really been the half-court pressure defense, has gotten the steals. Emma Broadwater coming up with a couple here in the last couple possessions to help the Lady Bears pull in front, kind of what they're known for. And you're seeing some flashes of kind of what they had last year in those state quarters where they were so good defensively. That team that got all the way to the state corners at any rate. Now Fargo Gage going to inbound the basketball under the hoop, their own hoop. Lindy Williams going to do the honors. She gets it over to Barton, back to Williams. Williams bounces out to Harley Williams, the freshman. Now over to Barton, looking inside the post, popping out to Latta. Two freshmen on the floor now for the Bearcats. Latta and Williams, who start for this team. Now over to Hallie Cook, who started today. It's senior night, plays a lot of minutes as well. Now they drop it off, back off to Barton. She changes direction, goes up with that left hand, tries to float it in. It bounces around, and a rebound underneath by Harley Williams. She's going to stop, and she's going to call for a carry. She kind of went baseline, ran out of room, and tried to change direction. Gets called for the turnover. Ball goes back to Cheyenne. She's played really good half-court defense. And now they're going to look over. Coach Carlson get the play. Broadwater brings it up. Over to Batchelor. Flashing inside of Miranda Allen. She pops it back outside to Barton. Barton with a little floater. Right hand won't drop. Harley Williams can't grab the rebound. Tries to throw it back in and save it. Goes right inside. And Broadwater gets fouled by Williams, who threw it away. Tried to come back and make a play. And fouls Broadwater on the shot. That's going to be the first foul on Harley Williams. Now that is the seventh team foul for Fargo Gage Fort Supply. But it will be a shooting foul. So Emma's going to shoot a couple here. 2:03 to go in the half. And she is second quarter. It's belonged to Emma Broadwater here. She rolls that one in. She's really made her presence felt. She's got five, all of them here in this frame. Williams going to come out. They're going to bring Sierra Calvillo back in for Fargo Gage Fort Supply. And another free throw upcoming for Emma Broadwater. That one doesn't go. And a rebound underneath the hoop by Holly Cook. Now the pressure on. 2-2-1 trap and press. And once again, full court. And quickly ahead, Williams to Calvillo. Picks it up, flips it down inside. Left hand, Riley Latta switches to her right hand. Just rolls out, and a rebound by Barton underneath for Cheyenne. 19-14 the score. 1:43 to go in the half. Lady Bears in front. Broadwater open for three. Why not? And she knocked it down. Emma Broadwater's got eight. And she blows it open. 22-14. And Lady Cats desperately need a bucket here. Quickly getting it over to Barton. She's the one. Drops inside. No one stops ball. Left hand. And nobody stopped the dribbler. And Jessica Barton took a way in. She's already in the double digits with 11. Keeping her team hanging around here. 22-16. 1:18 to go in the half. Now Allen on the far wing. Rifles one inside of the post. Turn, shoot, and score for Barton, who just muscled her way through. She got four. And she's been quiet due to the foul trouble. but has managed to get through this quarter without picking up another one, which is good on her. And almost comes away with the steal. It's tipped, and they do come away with it. Broadwater with it again. She drives inside. Bounce pass to Batchelor. Right side. Off the glass. Drops it in for two. Batchelor's on the board, and with 52 seconds left, Coach Toon wants to discuss it. 51.9 to go in the half. It's 26-16. Lady Bears in front by 10. Back after this on Round Ball Roundup on K101.
I'm Chris Jakimick. I served in the United States Air Force, and I deployed three times. So in 2017, I was serving as an Air Force First Sergeant. Our motto in that role is my job is people, everyone is my business. But unfortunately, in that year, I would lose my own brother, Lance Corporal Adam Jakimick, to suicide. The majority of veteran suicides are from guns. I store my weapons securely, not only for myself, but for my family. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide. My service never stops.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Ellis County. 10-point lead as Cheyenne Raiden Lady Bears have come away with a ton of steals here in the last 5 minutes or so. 26-16, they lead over Fargo Gage Fort Supply. And Emma Broadwater with 8 points, all of them in this quarter, and she's probably had about four steals in the last 5 minutes. So great performance by a lady who starts a lot for this team but didn't start tonight, and, you know, coming off the bench and making the most of it right there. It's a deep squad. They will have played quite a few girls. Again, two big losses off last year's state team. Haley Whiteneck and Jaden Greer not here. But this team is still adjusting to a first-year coach, trying to figure out the ins and outs of what's a little new, a little bit of a new team and a younger team. Now the pressure on. Fargo Gage Fort Supply. They spin around. Barton trying to beat everyone to the timeline. She does. It's a foot race down there. Takes it all the way down to the corner herself. Thought about shooting it. She's got 39 seconds. They drop it back into the post to Cook, who flips it back outside. They're going to slow it down. Lindy Williams, 32 seconds to shoot. Big possession here to get a little momentum going into the half if you're the Lady Cats. Williams down to the corner, picks up her dribble. Now she's hounded. Got to get over to Barton, 22 seconds. She's got Batchelor on her screen. Barton, or Batchelor slips the screen, gets around it. Good defense there. And looks like Barton's in no hurry. She's going to play for last shot here, 14 seconds. Crosses over, almost loses it, has to regather it. Hits the deck, ball goes out, and a turnover. And back to Cheyenne with 9.4 to shoot for the Lady Bears. Now pressure on by Barton, just trying to steal the inbounds. They quickly get it over to McIntyre. She drives in, thought about a shot, said no. Pulls it back up. It's not McIntyre. I'm sorry. That's Brianna Allen. They flip it out to the corner. 4-3. Chandler off the side of the backboard at the buzzer. Won't go. But that big couple last minutes of that half for Cheyenne. They lead by 10, 26-16 over Fargo Gage Fort Supply. We'll be back with halftime right after this. You're listening to Round Ball Roundup on K101.
Would you look at the time? It's tax time. You already know H&R Block does taxes, but here's what you may not know when you file with H&R Block. Like how you can get expert help in person or virtually. Plus, our tax pros average 10 years of experience. You can even request to work with the same tax pro every year, and your biggest possible refund is always guaranteed. No one offers more ways to help with your taxes than H&R Block. At H&R Block, help is here.
Call your local Woodward H&R Block to set up an appointment today at 580-256-6623.
At Bank 7, they believe that if you help build a stronger community, you build a stronger bank. They're committed to acting with the highest levels of integrity in everything they do and in every relationship with their customers. Whether you want a one-on-one relationship with your banker or 24/7 online and mobile banking access, Bank 7 has you covered. Learn more at bank7.com. At Bank 7, their best investment is you. Member FDIC.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. I came out in the 11th grade. Nobody was embracing you. The kids were cruel. It was very difficult to be gay. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
The hard part was determining that I was gonna do it, but I definitely didn't do it alone.
At age 30, with the help of her mentor, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
I have a mentor, Maria. She convinced me to continue my education and to finish what I started to get my diploma. Just never judges. She's a true role model. If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, go get it. You can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, everybody. Here at Ellis County, Fargo, Oklahoma. It's first half in the books. 26-16 is the halftime score. Cheyenne, Raiden, Lady Bears lead the Fargo Gage Fort Supply. Lady Bearcats, 26-16. As some of your leading scores coming into this. For Cheyenne, Raiden, looked like that first quarter might be a bit of trouble. Picked up a ton of fouls, but the depth of the Lady Bears really coming up big in that half. They were able to get buckets from everybody, with Abby Barton sitting for a big chunk of that. She only had 4 points in that half. But Emma Broadwater coming up big. She's got 8 already and multiple steals, as that really has been the difference in the game that second quarter, which was won 16-7 by Cheyenne. Chloe McIntyre's got 6. She had a little bit of foul trouble with 2 early. Sydney Batchelor has 2 points. Tara Chandler's got 2. Brianna Allen with 2. Abby Ford with 2. And that's a good sign of a depth of a team that's hopefully trying to figure it out and get the pieces working at the right time, when you can get contributions from all over the place when you're big guns getting the foul trouble. On the other side, it's a little bit different story. Fargo Gage Fort Supply, Jessica Barton's got 11 of the 16. They're going to have to find offense from somewhere else, because Tatum Brown's got 3 fouls already. They're only 3 points, as she has been denied the basketball for a majority of the night. Hallie Cook's got the other 2 for Fargo Gage Fort Supply as they head into the half. And we want to, those are only 3 scorers for the Lady Bearcats. They're going to have to find offense from somewhere else, because if Tatum Brown picks up another quick foul, that's going to be trouble offensively for Fargo Gage Fort Supply kind of going into this half. Now, we also want to thank some sponsors here. We left them off the top, but we nevertheless, never any less important. Moore's Roofing, Bank 7, H&R Block, helping us bring this to you here as those guys making us happy, making you happy, helping pay the bills, if you will. And they do a great job. All 3 of those places do a great job for us. And, you ever need banking, or you ever need your taxes done, or you ever need your roof done, those are the 3 you want to go and check out. 4:17 to go here before we tip it off. We'll take a break and be right back here again. Score at halftime, 26-16. Fargo Gage Fort Supply trails the Cheyenne Raiden Lady Bears. We'll be back with the second half right after this. You're listening to Round Ball Roundup on K101.
You have probably noticed that a lot of your neighbors use Moore's Roofing for their roofing services. You know why? It's because Moore's Roofing is locally owned and operated, and they are right there when you need them. They're neighbors that you can trust. There's no gimmicks, because it's a roofing company with over 47 years of experience, reasonable prices, and quality workmanship guaranteed. Call the pros at Moore's Roofing today at 580-994-5417 for real professional answers. They're neighbors that you can trust and proud supporters of youth athletics and all area schools.
Are you excited about being a new grandmother?
Of course I am. A little intimidated, too.
Why?
Taking care of a baby today is so different than when I had you.
But, Mom, you did great with me.
Thanks, son. But I put you on your stomach to sleep.
Right. But now we know that babies should always be placed on their backs to sleep, for naps and at night, to reduce the risk of sudden infant death syndrome, or SIDS.
You also slept with blankets and toys in your crib.
True, but now we know to keep everything out of the crib except for my sweet baby girl. No blankets, pillows, or other soft or loose items.
Daddy's going to teach Nana all the ways to keep you safe while you sleep. Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
For more tips on safe sleep for babies, visit safetosleep.nichd.nih.gov. That's safetosleep.nichd.nih.gov. Sponsored by the Eunice Kennedy Shriver National Institute of Child Health and Human Development.
Learning your child has cancer causes an emotional and financial crisis. Often, the best place for treatment is far from home. But with the help of the National Children's Cancer Society, children battling cancer can get to life-saving treatment, whether it's across town or across the country. To learn how we give families hope and give their children the best shot at survival, visit thenccs.org. That's thenccs.org. Because no family should go through childhood cancer alone.
Back here in Fargo, 26-16, the halftime score. Cheyenne leads Fargo Gage Fort Supply Lady Cats here at the half. And to get you updated on some other scores going on around, another team that's going to be in the district with Cheyenne, Thomas, leads Fairview 21-13 right now at the half. The other team, Arapahoe Butler, is in Merritt for a good one tonight. There's no score update on that, but that's a great game here. One of the better games of the night. Turpin up big on Balco, 24-13. Canton leads Dover, 29-13. These are all halftime scores. Ceiling's put 44 on Visai already, 44-14, the Ceiling Lady Cats. And May God have mercy on you if you've got to run into the Lady Cats this year. That's a fantastic basketball team. Also, some Oklahoma Bible leads Wacomas 27-24. Cherokee's up on Winoka 25-11. These are all mostly Class A scores. Chisholm up on Oklahoma Christian, or down on Oklahoma Christian, I'm sorry, 46-30 in that one. No score yet on the Shattuck game right now, as that's the other team that's going to be in a district. Here with, we mentioned Byside, that's one of the district teams as far as Gage Ford Supply. Shattuck would be the other one. And then, of course, Arapaho, Thomas, and the Cheyenne Lady Bears. Two really good districts for both of these squads. Class B, as we look at Lomega, has scored 82 in the third quarter on Medford. It's 82-10. So that one's probably well in hand for the Raiders. We're going to catch them here in a few weeks. The Lady Raiders, that's a really good team, as it usually is. And once again, up big in that one. Also, looks like that's about it. Covington Douglas up on Deer Creek Lamont, 26-14. In terms of scores we have, Cimarron leads Timberlake 26-14 as well. Right now it's 26-16, 10-point lead. Second half getting ready to get underway here from Fargo Gage Ford Supply. Cheyenne in front. They're going to flip-flop sides here to start this half. Again, the Lady Bears in the black with the white numbers tonight. And Fargo Gage in the white with the black numbers. Orange trim with the blue on the side. Again, combining the colors of Fargo Gage High School and Fort Supply High School. And both coaches getting their last conversations. There's only two timeouts left for Coach Toon and the Fargo Gage of Lady Cats. So that's going to be big coming into the second half, as well as foul trouble. So keep an eye. If Brown picks up a quick one, if Barton picks up a quick one, it could change things really quickly here. They're going to have to stay on the floor. Particularly important for Fargo Gage Ford Supply to have Tatum Brown there for the rest of this ball game. Cheyenne going to start with the basketball. They're going to inbound it. It's going to be inbounded to Sydney Batchelor this time, and she's going to direct traffic. Now over into the corner to Broadwater. Is going to get the start here in the second half, and that's what I would do if I was Coach Carlson. They skip it right back to her. She fakes a wing three zone now. Put on here. 2-3 zone and stolen away. And Wise 2-3 zone worked out there for Coach Toon coming out of that break. And they get a steal by Jessica Barton. It's a little bit of a different look coming out of halftime for Lady Cats. Into the post. Tatum Brown spins, stop, ball fakes, tries to take it back up and ripped from her. And they're going to call a jump ball. And that's lucky for Abby Barton. They didn't tag her with a foul. Pretty good call. It looked like she got all ball from here. But it's going to go over to Fargo Gage Fort Supply. And what a battle in the post between Brown and Barton. It's going to be inbounded now under the hoop by the other Barton. That's Jessica Barton. Now we drive by Brown, and that's blocked by Abby Barton. She's going to look up. She gets the steal, flips it over to Abby Ford. And Abby to Abby, and they give it right back to Chloe McIntyre. Now in the corner to Batchelor. So it's McIntyre, Batchelor, Ford, Barton, Broadwater out there for the Lady Bears. Down to the elbow. Barton drives the other elbow. Everyone left her, so she turned and shot it. She almost got the roll. It's bouncing around, still loose and out of bounds, and Abby Ford's going to go back to the Lady Cats, trailing by 10, and the pressure on quickly here for Cheyenne Raiden. They got to get the ball inbounds. They finally get it into Jessica Barton. She crosses over again, gets a screen from Tatum Brown, gets around, quickly gets it ahead to Calvillo, who's in the game starting. And that one poked away. They were looking in the post for Brown, and Barton stole it. It's a 2-on-2. She's going to take it all the way down to the block. Right hand off the glass. Won't fall. Tipped around. Goes to Batchelor. Drops it in and gets fouled. And a tough break for Fargo Gage, but a great job by Batchelor running the floor. She was right there for the rebound and the putback. That'll be the first foul of the half. And the second foul on Riley Latta, the freshman. That's going to be a free throw now, an extra free throw here for Sydney Batchelor, who's got four. Her team now up 12. She can make it 13, and she does. 29-16, 6:44 to go in the third quarter. Cheyenne leads Fargo Gage Ford Supply. Calvillo now out there with Brown, with Barton, with Harley Williams, a freshman back in the game, coming in off the break. Riley Latta in there as well, and they're going to get a hand check foul. Again, a little too aggressive on the press. That one's going to be tagged with Batchelor. That's her second. And that's the first team foul on the Lady Bears of this half. And Lady Cats going to inbound. Williams going to inbound it to Jessica Barton. Barton crossing over. Hands it off in the perimeter. They flip it around to the freshman, Latta. Right back to Calvillo. She drives baseline. Tries to go back the other way. Gets a screen from Brown. Nowhere to go. Over to Williams. And back to Calvillo. Wide open under the hoop. Nobody saw. Riley Latto snuck down on the block, and they couldn't get it to her in time. She's going to pop back out to the elbow. Williams, now to Brown, who's all the way in the perimeter. Skip pass Williams. She's cut off. Double teamed. Has to flip it over to Latto. And freshman to freshman, they save it from being stolen. Latto's looking for Barton, and Batchelor trying to face guard her. Barton takes it right at Batchelor, driving kick to Calvillo. She's guarded by Broadwater. Back outside. Good defense by Cheyenne here, making life difficult on Fargo Gage Ford Supply. Into the post and poked away. Almost stolen on the ground. They both go down for it, and it's tied up under the hoop. And that's going to be McIntyre and Latta. It's going to be a jump ball, and it's going to go back to the Lady Bears. Great defensive sequence there as Fargo Gage Ford Supply could not find an open look. 29-16. And you look at the record at 9-10, but this looks like a Cheyenne team we've seen in the past with this kind of defense. Now they bounce it over into the corner to McIntyre. Looking in the post. They fired into Barton. She's got Brown on her back. She spins into trouble. She's double-teamed. She's going to have to get rid of it. Outside, wide open for three in the wing. That's going to be missed by Broadwater, and there's going to be a fight for the rebound again, and this is going to be probably another jump ball, and it is. And that is our third so far of the half. 29-16, 5:13, and it's going to go back to the Lady Cats. 5:13 to go in the quarter. And a scoring drought for Fargo Gage Ford Supply. It has been a long while since they've got a bucket. Now the corner to Calvillo. She's got Broadwater on her. The press is on. Gets around the press. Nice move inside. Cuts inside. Drops it down to the block. Delatt swatted away by McIntyre on the block. And she staves it from going out of bounds. No number. She's got a 2-on-3. She tries to force it away in any way. That's going to be tipped and go out of bounds on her. And that time, Chloe McIntyre, a little too aggressive. Didn't have the numbers. Probably could have pulled it back out. Instead, she forced the issue, turned it over. Goes back to the Lady Cats. 13-point lead, though, for the Lady Bears. Under 5 to play here in the third quarter. Inbounded now to Tatum Brown. Back to Harley Williams. And Harley Williams slowing it down. There, no one's pressuring ball on her, so a little bit of a weaker press there for Cheyenne. They pull back just a bit. Still in man, though, on this side of the floor. Drive, looking at Brown inside. She's got Barton on her back. She's double-teamed. She flips it over to Latto, who shoots it from the elbow. That's not going to drop, and a rebound by Barton, who one-arms it and brings it down. But now, then a foul. Calvillo getting a little too aggressive. She picks up her first foul of the game, second team foul for the Fargo Gage Lady Cats. Calvillo, hard to believe she's only picked up one. She's been out there for a while. She's about the only person who hasn't picked up a foul so far in this game. 29-16, Lady Bears in front. Cheyenne leads, and they got the basketball. Flip it inside. Nice cut inside by McIntyre. Misses the five-footer, and a rebound by Tatum Brown. Quickly ahead to Brown on the press. She flips it back to Williams. Nice job breaking that pressure by the Lady Cats. Did a pretty good job of that all night. It's really been the half-court defense that's got him into trouble. Now Calvillo drives into the paint. Sure, the right hand tries to loop around and make it. Misses it. Misses everything but the glass and goes back to Barton. Barton looking to drive. 3-on-3. She flips it inside. Abby Ford, right hand. Great pass. Rebound off the miss. Barton puts it back up and in for two more. She's got six. Great job running the floor by Abby Barton. 3:41 to go. It's 31-16. Cheyenne, that time the pressure got to him, and it's a steal by Batchelor. And then we're going to get looks like a timeout call. I think that's going to be Coach Toon here. So it's 31-16, 3:35 to go in the quarter. Cheyenne leads Fargo Gage. Back after this on Round Ball Roundup on K101.
It just isn't the same without the lion. Join the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance today. Visit sdzwa.org.
And welcome back here at Fargo Gage. 31-16 the score. The Cheyenne Lady Bears lead the Lady Cats here in Ellis County. Is another quick start there for Cheyenne, coming out getting some turnovers, getting some pressure defense. As that timeout actually was called by Coach Carlson, so that's the first one she's called all game. There's only two left for Coach Toon and the Lady Cats here the rest of the way. 3:35 to go in this third quarter. inbounded now by Cheyenne. They maintain possession. McIntyre out to Batchelor. She's in there with Ford, with Barton, with Broadwater. Now run the baselines forward on the far side. She's going to pick up her dribble. Back outside, wing three, McIntyre. Corner three, McIntyre. It's going to bounce long and a rebound by Jessica Barton. And Jessica Barton now double teamed. She's hounded by two players, Batchelor and Broadwater, trying to take it from her. She goes around everybody, crosses the timeline, and bounces out to Williams. Right back to Barton, who is quick. They cross it back over. They could not get her corralled. Screen by Brown. Pick and roll. Right back to Brown. Inside of the hoop, she gets the foul and does not get the bucket. And maybe, just maybe, Tatum Brown can break this scoring drought for the Lady Cats. That's going to be the second team foul from Cheyenne. That's three on Chloe McIntyre. Going to put Tatum Brown at the free throw line. Chance to try to cut into this 31-16 lead. She's going to bounce it three times, eye it up. And she rolls it in, and Tatum Brown finally getting the Lady Cats on the board with four. A couple substitutions coming in. Tara Chandler, Brianna Allen going to come in for Abby Ford and Chloe McIntyre. And just substituting to keep that pressure defense fresh. And now Tatum Brown, chance trying to cut into this lead again. And she rolls that one in. Shooter's touch for the senior who's got five. 31-18 to score, though. Cheyenne well in front. Under three to play in the third quarter. A lot of time left. Broadwater back outside to Allen. Allen from the wing. Dribbles behind her back and almost lost the basketball on the floor to get it. It's Barton. She does grab it. They try to tie her up. And they're going to get a jump ball and possession arrow going to the Lady Bears. So a break there for Cheyenne. And that was good defense by Barton. The minute that Brianna Allen lost that basketball, she was right on top of it. Now inbounded by the Lady Bears. This time Emma Broadwater is going to handle a point. She faked the shot, flipped it back out to Allen. They skip it over to Batchelor. Into the corner now, Broadwater in the near corner. She drives in the paint, bounces it back outside for a long two by Barton, and nothing but net for Abby Barton, who's got eight. 31-18, or 33-18, sorry, 2:27 to go. Moving, scoring too quickly for me. Now quickly ahead onto the block, left side ladder, and poked away by Chandler. Goes out of bounds, four foot's on the line, and that's going to go back to Fargo Gage Fort Supply. Good defense by Chandler. That would have been an easy two. Been all Cheyenne since the first quarter ended. As they came out, won that second frame 16-7. They're well in front here, 33-18, 2:19 to go in the third quarter. Barton looking to inbound, lofts it over to Brown. Look in the corner, Williams, she was open, doesn't shoot it, drives into the paint, trying to get closer, bounces it back outside to Lindy Williams. They try to get it into Brown, it's poked away again by Cheyenne, and they're going to get, it looked like a carry on that play. So it looked like it was going to be a fast break, another fast break opportunity for Cheyenne, turns into a turnover, and that's going to go right back to the Lady Cats. 2:09 to go here in this quarter. Jessica Barton looking for a teammate. Throws it all the way top of the key and grabbed by Riley Latta. Latta, Barton shows ball, steps back behind the three-point line, shoots it. That's going to go off the back iron and go long. And nice job there by Broadwater, not letting anyone track it down. It goes out of bounds back to the Lady Bears, who are starting to run away with it as offense nowhere to be found right now for the Lady Cats in this one so far. Started out good in the first quarter. Looked like they got Cheyenne into some foul trouble. But since then, Lady Bears have managed to curtail the fouling and ratchet up that pressure defense. Sydney Batchelor now with the basketball. Puts it over into the near corner. Back to Batchelor. Right back to Brianna Allen. Skinny or short post in there. Down inside. Roll by Barton. She goes inside with the left hand and muscles it up there. Just got the shot off. Abby Barton for two more. And that was a tough one. Looked like she was going to lose the basketball. Instead, she regathered it and was able to take it in for two. It's 35-18 Cheyenne with a minute 17 to go in the third quarter. And Jessica Barton, now she lobs it into Brown, tipped around, tips it to herself. She's going to take it inside, tops and pops. That shot won't go. Still on the ground. Fight for the rebound. Chandler comes away with it, and back comes Cheyenne. Pretty good look there for Tatum Brown. Couldn't get it to drop. And now there's under a minute to go here in the third quarter, 35-18. Lady Bears lead the Lady Cats. Over in the corner, Brianna Allen to the elbow. Chandler back outside, baseline. And they're going to drive inside to the mid-post. Shot there by Barton, won't go. And a rebound by Fargo Gage Fort Supply. Jessica Barton with it. and she's going to get a screen and could cross the timeline now. Gets it over. She's got Batchelor on her. They're trying to trap her to get the basketball away from her, and she gives it up to a teammate outside to Lindy Williams. 27 seconds, and Lindy's going to dribble around outside until somebody comes gets her. It looks like they're going to try to play for the last shot here. 20 seconds. 35-18, Cheyenne in front. Fargo Gage with the basketball, trailing by 17. Loft inside of Brown, 10 to shoot. She spins into trouble. Triple team back outside. Harley Williams fakes a three, drives inside, shoots a little floater, air ball. Fight for the rebound under the hoop. Williams gives it back outside to Harley, but she loses it, and it's going to be a turnover, but the buzzer will sound on the third quarter. 35-18 the score. Lady Bears lead the Lady Cats. Cheyenne in front of Fargo Gage Ford Supply. Back with the final frame right after this. It's Round Ball Roundup on K101.
At Bank 7, they believe that if you help build a stronger community, you build a stronger bank. They're committed to acting with the highest levels of integrity in everything they do and in every relationship with their customers. Whether you want a one-on-one relationship with your banker or 24/7 online and mobile banking access, Bank 7 has you covered. Learn more at bank7.com. At Bank 7, their best investment is you. Member FDIC.
You have probably noticed that a lot of your neighbors use Moores Roofing for their roofing services. You know why? It's because Moores Roofing is locally owned and operated, and they are right there when you need them. They're neighbors that you can trust. There's no gimmicks because it's a roofing company with over 47 years of experience, reasonable prices, and quality workmanship guaranteed. Call the pros at Moores Roofing today at 580-994-5417 for real professional answers. They're neighbors that you can trust and proud supporters of youth athletics and all area schools.
Welcome back here to Fargo. 35-18 the score. Cheyenne Radin leads Fargo Gage Fort Supply with one quarter left to play. And good news for both teams is nobody really picked up a bunch of fouls in that quarter, but the bad news is not a lot of offense as Fargo Gage Fort Supply only with 2 points, both of them to Tatum Brown in that quarter. They're going to have to come up with some buckets to try to claw back into this thing. As only 9 points, though, for the Cheyenne Radin Lady Bears. So offense at a minimum for that third quarter. And Lady Cats going to start with the basketball in this one. Going to be some new blood out there. Keely Cope back in the game. They give it into Brown on the post. She turns and shoots from the block, and Barton behind her. Good defense on the miss, and she's going to get the rebound by Ford to quickly head to Brown. Or Barton, who gave it right back to Barton on the elbow, and she's going to miss that one. They tried to throw it full court and then give it back to her on the trail, and she dropped that shot. And now the pressure on for Cheyenne. Couple screens set. Barton goes in, pokes it away to Batchelor. She came out to the perimeter. They didn't expect it, and that's going to be look like a over and back. And I'm pretty sure they're going to call over and back here. Yeah, that's exactly what it was. They're flirting with that timeline. Tried to throw it directly across from it. Got a little too aggressive, and that's going to be a turnover. Cheyenne right back to Fargo Gage Fort Supply. And Jessica Barton going to slow it down. After that full court pressure starting to bother Fargo Gage a little bit. That time Abby Barton on the perimeter. Back out Cavillo from a corner three. It's going to come up short. Barton with the rebound. Jessica Barton. And poked away, though, from behind by McIntyre. And they're going to be a foul going after the loose ball on Cavillo. Her second, or Sierra. And that's going to be the team's third of this half. So much less of a far less whistles, you would say, in this quarter. Or in this half, rather than the first half. Right now, only three fouls. Four Lady Cats, two for the Lady Bears. 7:04 to go in the game. McIntyre drops it off the baseline. Ford skips it over to Batchelor. They skip it back to the far side. Back inside to the post to Ford. Back outside. McIntyre fakes the three. She drives inside. A little floater from the mid post. Won't drop for her. And a rebound underneath by Batchelor. Nobody boxed out Batchelor. Drive by Barton. She tried to get into McIntyre, but bounces right to Ford at the elbow. She's going to try a two and rolls it in. Shooter's touch. For Abby Ford, who's got four, and it's 37-18. Pressure on again. Crowd wanted a turnover, and they did it. Got it because Cavillo couldn't get to the basketball before it reached that sideline. And a lot of contact, but said they're going to call a double dribble. That's going to go back to Cheyenne, who leads big 37-18, 6:29 to go. And Coach Toon's going to call a timeout. He's only got one left. So 6:29 left in the game. It's 37-18. Cheyenne leads Fargo Gage. Back after this on our Round Ball Roundup on K101.
Veterans, you may have earned a variety of VA benefits. Did you know VA can help you further your education and pursue professional training? The Home Loan Guarantee Program can help you buy, repair, or adapt a home. VA provides housing support if you find yourself homeless or at risk of homelessness. And don't forget world-class health care. Learn more about these and other VA benefits. Visit choose.va.gov.
Welcome back here in Ellis County, Fargo, Oklahoma, as the home team, Fargo Gage Ford Supply, trails visiting Cheyenne Red and Lady Bears 37-18. We've got about a little over 6 minutes to go here in this one as Fargo Gage Ford Supply down to their last timeout. So if they do happen to come back in this thing, it's going to be hard to pull it out in the last few minutes with no timeouts. But right now they're just looking for any kind of offense as the scoring drought has continued for the Lady Bearcats. Starting at coming out of this timeout for Cheyenne. Looks like they're going to have McIntyre, Batchelor, Barton, Ford, and Macy Coker on the floor. Fargo Gage. Coach Tootin still talking with his team. Ref's going to have to come over and tell him it's time to go. There they go. Big lead here, 37-18, 6:29 left in this one. Both teams right around 500. Cheyenne trying to get to 500 with the win. So this would be a big win for them, building some momentum here. It's only a few weeks left before, it'll be right around the corner before the postseason starts. And now they hand it off to McIntyre. Cheyenne starts with the basketball coming out of that timeout. Almost stolen away from Barton. And that's going to be a shot by Abby Barton with her foot in the line. That's not going to go. Rebound Tatum Brown. Crowd wanted a walk. Didn't get it. They're going to drive it. Cavillo drives inside. Spin move, and she got away with a walk. Now, that was a walk that they did not call. They're going to give it right back to Sierra. She's going to try a three. That's going to be tipped around, and Barton flies in for the board. Quickly ahead to McIntyre. Full court pass. McIntyre breakaway right side. She's fouled and misses the shot. And that's a pretty good foul because they're going to make it earner from the free throw line by Calvillo, but it's her third. Would have been an easy two on a great pass by Barton, finding McIntyre all the way at the other end of the floor. That's 14 fouls on the Lady Cats. It's going to put Chloe McIntyre at the line. And she's had six. Chance to add a couple more. Make it seven. Her team leads 38-18. It's now a 20-point lead for the Lady Bears. And McIntyre going to get a chance to add to it right here. They have her for five. I have her for seven. And make it eight. So somehow she's got 2 points tagged to her. My stats are unofficial, but right now they have her for 6 points. I've got eight on her. We'll go with mine for now. We'll figure it out at the end of the game and add it up. But it looks like it's going to be a lob now inside to Brown. She is double-teamed once again in a tough night. Back outside to Cavillo for three. It's going to bounce long. Fight for the rebound. Brown tries to grab it. Barton tries to rip it from her. Brown hits the deck hard. Bodies on the ground for the Lady Cats. And the senior leaving it all out there. And the strength there of Barton. Didn't get tagged with a foul. That's going to be a jump ball, I believe. And it's going to go back to Cheyenne. Possession going back to the Lady Bears. 5:26 to go. 39-18. They are in front. Batchelor with the basketball over to Coker, back to Sydney, and now there no one's in a hurry. It's back to man here for Fargo Gage Ford Supply. Drive inside by McIntyre, tough shot in traffic, gonna miss it. It's gonna bounce out of bounds and go back to the Lady Cats. And too aggressive there as Cavillo is gonna come out. They're gonna bring in number 11 Kinsley Schneider, seeing her first action for Fargo Gage Ford Supply. She's gonna inbound it, so the junior getting her first game action. They're looking for anyone who can score right now. Barton with the basketball, dribbling around. They're trying to trap her with Batchelor and with Coker. Did a nice job holding the basketball. Far side. That's going to be a wide open Keely Cope from the wing, and she hit it, and somebody came away with points to stop the drought. Cope hits the wide open three and poked away out of turnover. Not poked away, just lost by Cheyenne in an unforced error inbound in the basketball. 39-21 the score. 4:50 to go here in this one, and Cheyenne in front. And for the first time in a long time, Fargo Gage with a smidgen of momentum. Now Jessica Barton into the post to Brown. She's double-teamed, goes over everyone's head, stops, shoots, scores, picks up the foul in the bucket. And finally, Lady Cats coming alive here. That'll be the third team foul on Cheyenne. And that foul's going to be on Abby Barton. It's her third.
But what a job by Abby not pick up that third foul till now. They got 4:45 to go. She picked up two early. Had to sit for a lot of the second quarter. And now Brown, chance with the and one. She hits it. Tatum's got eight. Score is now 39-23. And another substitution coming. Broadwater going to come in for Coker for the Lady Bears. Pressure on now from Fort Supply. Looks like a bit of a trapping man pressure here with Brown staying on Barton. Drive by McIntyre, looking to cut it inside. Flips it out to Barton on the corner. Picks up her dribble, and after dribbling back the wing, nice backdoor cut inside by McIntyre. She misses the layup and a rebound by Jessica Barton. Great look, a great idea, and now pressure defense poked away. And no, they're going to call a foul here. They're going to call a foul. That will be the second foul on Broadwater. Fourth team foul on McIntyre, but going to stay with Fargo Gage Fort Supply and going to be inbounded to Jessica Barton. 4:24, time running out here for the Lady Cats. Nice screen and a drive around it by Barton. Goes back to Cope, who just set the screen, comes out shooting a three. That one's an air ball, though, and it's going to go long and out of bounds. Right idea, good offense. That time Cope couldn't knock down the three. And with 4:11 left, I don't blame him for running that play, just trying to get some points to claw back in. But here comes that pressure again. Full court man press for the Lady Cats. Quickly ahead, McIntyre to Batchelor, back to Ford, who flashes inside the lane, tries to take it up inside and forces the contact. Let's see if they're going to give her, they're going to say on the floor, and that's going to be the first foul on, I believe that's Keely Cope. Yes, it is. That's her first foul. Team's fifth. Inbounded now by Cheyenne. 4:01 to go. Bounce pass by McIntyre, came around a screen, looped around to the left block and scored. She was wide open. That's 10 for her. It's 41-24. Cheyenne in front. Quickly ahead go the Lady Cats, and that is Kinsley Schneider with the basketball. Right elbow to Brown. Back outside to Barton. Jessica Barton. She's going to step back for a deep three. That's going to bounce off the back iron and a rebound to Abby Barton. Another board. Barton's looking to run. She got no numbers, though. She picks up her dribble, and they're going to reset. Now 3:30 to go as the Lady Cats running out of time here. Trailing 41-24. Drive inside. Nice move by McIntyre, who gets a blocking foul for her trouble. And now that first step of McIntyre is really starting to give the defense fits in the half court. That's going to be a foul on Kinsley Schneider. That's her first. That's a team six. One more, and it's the 1-1 for the Lady Bears, who are up big. 41-24. 3:21 to go here. Lobbed into Ford, top of the key. And a lot of right back, stolen away by Jessica Barton. Lazy pass there. It's a 1-on-3. She's going to pull it up. Nowhere to go. No numbers. Back outside to Cope. Other side. Schneider. She eyes one up. Nope. Back to Cope. Cope to the corner. Cook. Back to Cope. Skip pass. All the way over. Schneider. She drives inside. Bounce pass up underneath to Tatum Brown. The foul in the bucket. Nice job by Schneider. Brown, once again, another chance for an and-one attempt. And she's got 10. She's had to earn all of it, being in foul trouble most of this game. That'll be the second foul on Abby Ford. She's going to come out of this game. Tara Chandler's going to come back in for Cheyenne. And an and-one opportunity here for Tatum Brown. 41-26 the score. Cheyenne leads Fargo Gage. Brown at the free throw line, and she makes it 27. And she's got 11 points. Quickly back come the Bears up to Broadwater. She drives inside, triple teamed on the block, and she's going to get a blocking foul. No one set. Broadwater just saw the hoop and went to attack. I think that, see who they tag it with, because it's going to be 1-1 for Emma Broadwater, and that will be Hallie Cook's first foul. And Emma going to go to the free throw line to shoot a 1-1. But first, we're going to get a timeout from Coach Carlson. 2:52 to go, 41-27. Cheyenne leads Fargo Gage. Back after this on Round Ball Roundup on K101.
She was 27 years old. She took the gun that my grandfather had given her for self-defense. She never got to see her son grow up to be anything because she had easy access to a gun. I've been robbed of that relationship.
63 Americans a day die by gun suicide. With safe gun storage, we can give our loved ones a second chance at life. Learn more at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Back
here at Bearcat Gymnasium. Home team trails the Cheyenne Lady Bears 41-27. Here is a little bit more offense in this quarter, but just not enough to come back as Cheyenne defensively has been very good tonight. And also spreading the ball around, getting scoring from a lot of different options here so far in this one. So great team game tonight for the Lady Bears coming up here from down Cheyenne. Right now they lead 41-27 and free throws upcoming for Emma Broadwater. At least one, so one and one off that seventh team foul on off the Lady Cats. The ref having a word here with Tatum Brown. And here we go with the foul shots for Emma Broadwater. She can get to double digits if she hits them both. She's got eight right now. She can make it 10. And the first one for Emma up and rolls it in. She's make it 9 and make the score 42-27. It's just when it looks like Fargo Gage gets a little momentum. Cheyenne just quick. Getting the basketball, setting up the press. Right now, second free throw rattles home. And Emma Broadwater's got double digits. Three Bears with double digits here tonight. 43-27 the score. Jessica Barton with the basketball. Drives inside, kick out. That's Lindy Williams. Back outside for three. That's Schneider, and she knocked it down. Somebody else getting a bucket, and she's on the board with three. Cuts it to 13 with 2:30 to go. Drive, Broadwater, kick, Batchelor, right back outside to McIntyre. Says, let's slow it down. We're leading here. She's guarded now by Cope. Drive, back to Barton on the elbow. She goes in, forces the contact, flips a baseline and threw it away. She was trying to throw it underneath to McIntyre at her foot on the baseline, and that's a turnover. And if Fargo Gage with 2:16 to go can hit a three here, they can cut it to 10. Now, those timeouts being gone are going to make it real hard to come back in this basketball game. But down 13, looking for offense. Cope, drive, down inside. Schneider takes it to the hoop. Oh, that one won't go, and a rebound. Nice job there by Barton, making sure there's no second chance points. And 2 minutes to go. And a 13-point lead for Cheyenne in the basketball, and not in a hurry. This time McIntyre slows it down. They got to come get her. Cope on McIntyre. High post, Barton. A couple of players go around her. She spins right, looking for room. Off her right foot, and won't go. She's fading away. Goes right back to her, but it's tipped away by the other Barton and tipped right back to Cheyenne, and Batchelor maintains possession. Jessica Barton almost coming away with a steal. Now the minute 34 left. It's all over but the clock here, and a foul. A loose ball foul there. Broadwater was trying to drive it in and kick it out. And they're going to call it on her on a push-off. Emma Broadwater with that offhand getting tagged with the sixth team foul, her third foul. Minute 30 to go here in this one. Jessica Barton with the basketball. Guarded by Batchelor. She gets it over. They double team her. She flips over to Harley Williams. Makes the extra pass corner to Schneider. Back out to Williams in the near wing. Brown in the post. Not even looking in there. Looking for three. There they give it to her. She's got Barton on her back. She turns, drops it off to Williams. She drops it right back to Jessica Barton. Minute 11 to go. Back to Brown. She turns, picks up the foul. Tried to get the shot to drop. It will not, and she's going to have to earn them the hard way. But her team trailing by 13, going to be too little too late here for the Lady Bearcats on senior night. But Tatum Brown could add to her total. That, by the way, is the first foul on Tara Chandler. Seventh team foul on Cheyenne, and the first free throw drops for Tatum Brown, who's got 12. She leads all scorers in this game, despite being in foul trouble for a lot of it. Maybe a chance to add one more to that total as a bulk of the scoring for Cheyenne. A miss for the second one for Tatum Brown. If Jessica Barton has 11. Tatum Brown's got 12. Everyone else has 8 for Fargo Gage Fort Supply. Drive to the elbow for Broadwater. It's going to bounce off the back rim and bounce high. And a rebound Jessica Barton with 55 seconds left in the game. Her team trailing, though, 43-31. They're trying to take it from Barton and can't. They're trying to poke it away from behind. She gets it over to Cope, back to Barton, into the post. Tatum Brown turns, shoots, and drops it in for two more. This was the offense they were looking for earlier. Couldn't really do it with Brown out of the basketball game, and now we're going to get a foul, blocking foul on Cope. It's going to put Chloe McIntyre at the line. Keely Cope picks up foul number 2. It's going to be 1-1 for Chloe McIntyre. 10-point game now, 37 seconds left, though not enough time to claw back from a 10-point lead.
Chloe McIntyre going to try to add to her point total tonight, and she hits it. Again, I have her for more points than they have her on the board right now. They have her at 9. I have her at 11. She's going to spin it, eye it up, and miss that second one, though, but chase her own rebound down with 36 seconds left, and her team up 11. And they're going to have to foul her again. And they do. And the same person fouls her again. That's Keely Cope. Sophomore. Three fouls. She's one of those players that has scored. She hit a three in this game earlier. 30.6 seconds left. 44-33 in Cheyenne. Well in front of this one. Some other scores. First free throw drops for Chloe McIntyre. She's going to get the chance at another one here. Ceiling leads Visalia 74-47. Right now, they won it. That one's final, as we are getting some finals. Turpin up big on Balco, 56-36. A real good underrated Turpin team. Second free throw doesn't drop there for Chloe McIntyre. 27 seconds left. And that Turpin squad, not ranked, but one you're going to hear about come the postseason more than likely. Wing three won't fall for Barton. Tipped around underneath and grabbed by the other Barton. Abby Barton comes away with it. And 11 seconds to go, and I think everyone's going to pull back here. They cross the timeline, 7 seconds. McIntyre, oh, they're still playing hard. Barton just flies in to foul McIntyre with 4 seconds to go. Playing to the buzzer is Jessica Barton. She's going to pick up foul number 3. Going to put Chloe McIntyre at the free throw line to score what could be her 13th point in my book. Either way, it rolls in. She's double digits, no matter how you slice it, is Chloe tonight. 3 scores for the Lady Bears in double digits on this one. 46-33, they lead. She short arms a second free throw. And 2 seconds, 1 second, a heave at the buzzer, not going to count. And that's going to do it for the girls' game. Cheyenne Raiden, Lady Bears get the win on the road, 46-33. We'll be back after this to wrap this one up and bring on the boys' game. You're listening to Round Ball Roundup here on K101.